President, I would move the current bill pending on tomorrow.
It's undebatable, but the Senator will permit me to give you a statement of where I think they are.
As far as I'm concerned, if nobody else objects, I have no objection.
Let me, I tell you where I think we are. The free conference on 329 has met, and the report has been signed, and the bill is on your desk. Can be voted up or down. We have another free conference report, Senator Huber on, was it 75? We have the reconsideration on 333. And as far as I know, that's the business, that the only business there is remaining before the Senate. Now, I can't tell you what messages we may or may not get from the House as to do concurrence on community college thing for one matter. I cannot tell you for certain what their vote's going to be on the other matters. My own thought would be that we would transact our business, take our votes, and a motion to adjourn would be made. We would send them a message that we were adjourned. I'd also advise the Lieutenant Governor of that, and wait a reasonable length of time for them to send back a committee telling us that they had also adjourned. And I think it's easy within our reach within a matter of very short time. Now, maybe somebody else, I can't predict which way the votes are gonna go, but I think that we can vote it and be done with this session. Senator Croft?
I noticed the bill pre-conference committee, I don't see the conference committee report.
We didn't have a chance to sign to duplicate the signatures, and that's all it is. If you want to come up and look at, well, as a matter of fact, it has been signed, and have you found it yet? Well, I was present when it was handed to Senator Representative Cotton. He was the last signer, and he signed it, and I thought he handed it back to the messenger, whoever it was. But it has been signed. I know that.
If we come up and look at
it. Well, we don't have it here yet, sir. That's the problem. It's lost in the hall someplace. Or do we have it? Would come forward, please. Well, here's a carbon copy.
That's a House bill. That's all we get's a carbon copy.
That's right. Well, that is our, yes, you can come and look at it if you wish. Or I was going to have the Secretary read it for all members. Now, I made the explanation. Senator, you had made a motion to adjourn, and it's undebatable. Do you wish to take a vote on that, sir? Senator Butrovich. No, well, it isn't. It was just, he said a motion to adjourn, and under our rules, that would be automatically 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Well, if he hadn't, I think it's a redundancy, because if he'd have said 10:05 or 9:50, the rules, I think, though, say that in the absence. Well, I'll hear your argument, sir. Secretary, read the motion.
Senator Cotillo moved to adjourn. Until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Well, now, wait a minute. That's the question. Did he? That's the whole point. Did he say until 10 a.m. tomorrow or what?
I just have him moving to adjourn.
I didn't say it, Tom.
Senator, it is not debatable, and apparently we will take a vote on it.
What do you mean? Until 10 a.m.?
The question is, shall the Senate adjourn? Senate stand at ease. The Senate will come back to order. I've checked again with the secretaries, and a failure of communication apparently between the 3 feet that's involved. The secretaries, as I understand it, have the motion as being adjourning until 10 a.m. tomorrow in your shorthand records. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. All three of us have that.
Under Senator Butrovich, under your argument, is that's debatable?
Yes, sir.
I'll give you the floor, sir. Well, you say if. I don't know yet whether we're going to. Do you wish to ask to be excused? That's correct, sir. Do you wish to therefore move at this time to be excused for the balance of the session?
For adjournment this evening, yes, sir.
For the balance of the session. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered. Senator Meehlin. Is there any objection? Hearing none, is so ordered. Senator Hackney?
President, I would ask the same person.
Is there any objection? So ordered. Senator Crotula? Senator will stand, please. The Senate will come back to order. There is a motion before us to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor of the motion, well, the question is, shall the Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow? Senators may proceed to vote.
Senator Tillian?
No.
Senator Willis?
Yes.
Senator Ziegler? Senator Bradley?
No.
Senator Butrovich?
Yes.
Senator Coletta?
No.
Senator Croft?
Yes.
Senator Ferguson?
Yes.
Senator Hackney?
Yes.
Senator Holman? Senator Huber?
Yes.
Senator Crotula?
Yes.
Senator Meehlin?
Yes.
Senator Orsini? Senator Poland?
Yes.
Senator Rader?
No.
Senator Ray?
Yes.
Senator Rohde?
Yes.
Senator Sackett? Senator Sumner? I have 11 yeas, 4 nays, and 5 absent.
And so the Senate has adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.